Pro DeSantis Super PAC Never Back Down Backs Down in Iowa, New Hampshire. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 22, 2023. The Pro DeSantis Super PAC Never Back Down has essentially backed down in Iowa and New Hampshire, reportedly pulling its advertisements ahead of the respective election dates. Pro Ron DeSantis group Never Back Down is canceling all of its 2024 reservations in Iowa and New Hampshire. Ad Impact reported on Friday, estimating $2.5 million in cancellations at the time of the post. That development comes as DeSantis continues to fall in the polls, particularly in New Hampshire, as many show him in fourth place, behind former President Donald Trump, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie in that order. The breakdown of Never Back Down follows a string of major departures from the organization, including Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, who resigned as chair of the organization. Chris Jankowski, chief executive, and Aaron Perrine, the PAC's communications director, left the organization as well. Jankowski, specifically, stated that given the current environment it has become untenable for me to deliver on the shared goal and that goes well beyond a difference of strategic opinion. Kristen Davison stepped in to fill his role but was fired just 9 days into the job. Related video, DeSantis, Trump's immigrant remarks do not help us move forward. Then, Jeff Rowe, the top PASC strategist, departed Never Back Down, suggesting further collapse within the organization. I can't believe it ended this way. I'm so proud to have worked alongside these men and women at NBD 24/7 the past 9 months to save the country. Good luck the next 28 days and a wake up. I'm so sorry I can't be there with you, Roe wrote on X, sharing his full statement on his departure. The news also comes amid months of rumors of infighting between the campaign and PAC, which has prompted critics to openly ponder if the relationship between the two entities has gone too far. As Breitbart News reported, this close coordination has some wondering if the waters are getting too murky, as political campaigns cannot work with outside groups in that capacity, per federal law. While there is no official legal challenge over this, some are raising concerns, including Adav Noti, legal director for the Campaign Legal Center. To actually have a conversation with the candidates' agents and the Super PAC's agents about strategy, there is no plausible argument that that is legal, Noti said, stating that the coordination is going too far. This is not a gray area, he told the outlet. However, the campaign has denied that there is an issue. Never Back Down's apparent decision to pull ads also comes months after the release of a leaked DeSantis campaign memo, reassuring donors that their investments would be put to good use, outlining the plan to blitz New Hampshire and other early primary states. That plan, however, has apparently failed to make a positive difference for the governor, who now trails Trump by an average of 36.8% in New Hampshire and 32.7% in Iowa.